Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mashango, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. How is your day going?
Lovely, man. Oh, my day has been doing well, and it's been fantastic. How has been yours?
No, man, is very busy, but we praise the Lord, we're alive.
Great stuff, great stuff. Well, I don't want to be keeping you for long, so let's go for it immediately. We're actually, talking about the transformative power of God's grace. And, you know, sometimes we refer to ourselves as we're just only human, and so we're limited in every way, which is true, and especially in the things that make God who He is. We can't love like He does. We can't forgive like He does. And we can't even give grace like He does. But are we truly expected to? And that's the question that we're going to be trying to look at as we're answering as we're having the discussion and answering some of the questions this afternoon. Now, Pastor, do human beings possess the ability to extend grace to others?
As followers of Christ, we are called to extend grace to others, just as God has extended grace to us. We are supposed to go out and show love to others and show grace to God's people out there. Maybe we might need to quickly look at the Bible and read the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 32. Do you have your Bible closed by there?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse. Yeah, I do have it. Let me just take it out. Chapter 4, you say? Pastor, are you saying Ephesians 4?
Chapter 4, verse 32.
Verse 32. Chapter 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Yes, we need to be compassionate to one another, and that's extending grace to others. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 13 also tells us that we need to be forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man ever quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So yes, we also need to extend grace to others as Christ has done the same thing for us. It is very important for us to do the same, because when you are getting this grace, it is not coming to us so that we just remain as we are. Remember, grace is supposed to transform us. So when grace is transforming us, then therefore it should change our character. How does it change our character? So that we can have an appreciation of other people. Remember, there are some people who make us angry. We need to show grace to them so that they may know the Christ that we have received. There are some people who are confused in life. They don't know what they should do and how they should do it. We need to extend grace to them so that they can appreciate the Christ who has transformed us. So yes, we need to extend our grace to other people so that we can show the love that Christ has shown to us before.
Thank you, for that one. Now, does giving grace mean being a doormat and a perfect candidate for abuse from chance takers?
Extending grace does not mean being a doormat or allowing others to take advantage of us. Sorry. We can take healthy boundaries while still showing compassionate and kindness. You know, there are some things that you cannot do where you can politely tell someone that, I'm sorry, I cannot help you right now, because of ABCD. Maybe somebody thinks that you are always carrying money on you, but if you don't have that money, you can actually tell them politely that, I'm sorry, I don't have that money with me right now. If you read in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16, the Bible says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. So which means that God is saying to us, we need to be clever even as we go out there as we extend our grace, it does not mean that people have to take advantage of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 4 to 7, the Bible says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bearing all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So as a child of God, we need also to be careful in how we handle ourselves. We continue to show love. We continue to show our caringness to other people. But at the same time, we need to be careful on how some people will handle us. Ellen G. White writes in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 290, and she says, often the Christian life is beset by dangers, and duty seems hard to perform. The imagination pictures impending ruin before and bondage or death behind. Yet the voice of God speaks clearly. Go forward, we should obey this command. Even though our eyes cannot penetrate the darkness, and we feel the cold waves about our feet. So this is the challenge that comes in the Christian journey. We will meet challenges, people who take advantage of us. But the idea is to go forward in what? In showing love, in showing grace, in showing the transformative power of Christ in our lives. That even if you may expose me to situations that seem to be unfavorable, I remain a child of God, showing what God has done in my life. That is what grace does in people's lives.
Beautiful, man. I think it's a big thing. It's a very, very big thing. Now, what could be the results of a refusal to give grace when the opportunity arises? You know, there are times when you just don't want to afford another one grace because of certain experiences, terrible experiences, I might add. And are there results or consequences of refusing to give grace?
Paul writes to the Galatians and he says, don't give up in doing good, especially to those of the house of faith, because in due season you will reap a reward. The Lord rewards people in the way that they do their things. When you do good, God rewards you. When you do bad, God rewards you. So you are rewarded according to what you have done. As a child of God, I don't think it is good for us to refuse the grace that God has shown to us so that we may share it with the other people. We need to continue to show it with the other people, because when we refuse, we are actually refusing the presence of God in our lives. Remember, we are saying grace, it is God coming into my life and transforming me. So when I'm refusing grace, I'm refusing God to come into my life. I want to be hard-hearted like Pharaoh. And eventually what happens, the result is death. So when grace comes to you, it is saying, get out of the kind of a lifestyle that you are living and get to a life where God wants you to be, so that you can live a life that is of service, not only to yourself, but to the people around you. So definitely, when you refuse grace, you are refusing the presence of God.
You're definitely refusing the presence of God. Wow. I like it that you connected with that beautiful discussion. Now, are there some situations where God expects us to withhold grace?
There is never a time when we can withhold grace. We, at all times, we are Christians, we are God's children. So we need to continue to uphold grace at any given time. Remember, as a child of God, the Lord is saying to you, you have a service to carry out. Go ye therefore and preach. So there is never a time when we can say, I'm sitting back, I'm relaxing, I'm tired, I cannot show grace. There is never a time when you say, I do not want Christ in my life. all the time. Paul says, when the word comes to you, do not harden your heart. Mm. You need to receive Christ at a time when he is available, so that you won't live to regret and say, I made a mistake, or maybe it's too late. Let us not be like Judas Iscariot. He was with Christ. He had an opportunity to receive grace in the time that he lived with Christ, and he refused. And what happened to him? He died. Let us not be like Ananias and Sapphira. They were given an opportunity to extend grace by giving their tithes and offerings. And what did they do? They decided to withhold some things to themselves. And they said, this is not going to be enough for us, so let's take it away. And for that reason, they were punished for their sins. So as God's children, there is never a time when we can withhold grace. Either receiving grace or giving out grace, there is never a time when we can say, I cannot give out grace. So we need to give out grace all the time.
Beautiful stuff. Pastor Mahlangu, if you could just for those who have not been able to write down as you're speaking, what's the one thing that you'd want the customer to take away with from today's discussion?
We have been given grace, and we are supposed to extend grace in our lifetime. From the day you are born to the day you die, you are giving grace, you are receiving grace. Remember, blessings are twofold. We receive and we give. The moment we withhold, God stops giving. So we need to know that grace is available to all. Let's continue to receive. Let's continue to give. We are going to live a transformed life that is going to show other people that this is what our God can do for you and for me, to receive grace and to extend grace.
To receive grace and indeed to extend grace. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We'll connect you with you again one last time tomorrow at the same time and also at the same place.
Blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.